I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on November 6th, 2019. A package that showed an advertisement on the command line after being installed has sparked controversy within the NPM community as far back as August. And while the fallout saw NPM banning such practices, it did make the organization think about how it could help drive funds towards developers. Yesterday saw the release of version 6.13 of the NPM client, and with it, a new funding field in the options within the package manifest file that developers can use to point to an external payment URL, you know, for example, PayPal or Patreon pages. And unlike the aggressive advertising approach that prompted the change, the new client will quietly alert on install that this package does offer funding options, but these will remain hidden until the user asks to see them. Two projects at different ends of the hardware scale have made welcome announcements. Firstly, with RHEL 8.1, Red Hat has continued to focus on security issues that its customers have said are important to them. The new release sees an introduction of application whitelisting so that sysadmins can control exactly what applications are allowed to execute, and live kernel patching for both critical CVEs and others that the company believes are sufficiently important. And moving away from the data center to your pocket, the UbiPorts project has announced that it's finally starting to build ARM64 images for select hardware. The team has explained that it's not just access to more than 4 gigabytes of memory that make 64-bit builds attractive for Ubuntu Touch, but also that they've seen improved app startup times and would like to take advantage of other processor functionality. As a first step down that road, the project has released 64-bit images for Sony's Xperia X and OnePlus 3T, but also revealed that the install process for these devices is slightly more complicated than usual. Microsoft has released version 3.7 of TypeScript. Although only a point release, the new version of the language has added some features that developers have been requesting for many years and has been warmly welcomed across social media so far. One of the most demanded features that's now been implemented is the new syntax for our optional chaining that operates on a null value, which will mean that developers can remove a lot of boilerplate code for checking these edge cases. The release also sees support for a new nullish coalescing operator, much improved assertion handling, and flatter error reporting. And finally today, GitHub has released its annual Octoverse report, revealing that over 40 million developers currently use the platform. 4/5 of these live outside the United States, with China and India ranking as the top two non-US locations. But for a host of other details about users' favorite programming languages and so on, check out the link in today's show notes. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/43. We'll be back tomorrow.